It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. This week, the Ship Report and I are on vacation, and so we're hearing from excerpts from an interview that I did a number of years ago with Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Robert Johnson. This is an interview all about bulk carriers, that very prevalent kind of ship that we see on the Columbia River all the time. And so this section from this interview opens with me asking him a question about a kind of cargo that you've heard me mention called break bulk. So here we go, another excerpt from my interview all about bulk carriers with Captain Johnson.
So there's a term that I've tried to look up, and I think I understand it, but I'm not sure. What is break bulk? That's a different kind of
break bulk is what was carried in those older general cargo ships. And it is a box of this, a case of that, a barrel of something else. And an important part of the cargo operation was when you break bulk, which is when you discharge the first piece of cargo, which had legal implications. You've completed the voyage and you're now doing the discharge. So that was breaking bulk.
So does a bulk carrier generally go and discharge all of its cargo in one spot, in one port?
In one area, normally. So it is typical to load the cargo in one, maybe one port or one area. So ships coming to the Columbia River may load at one elevator or may load at a couple of elevators, but they'd load their full cargo in the Columbia River. And then they'll take it, and a lot of our wheat goes to Japan. Typically, they discharge in two or three ports in Japan, but all in Japan. So it's normally going from one area to another area, not discharging part cargo in one place and then going to a totally different place. Although I have done that, I loaded grain in the Columbia River and we discharged part of it in Port Sweddingham in Indonesia, and we took the rest to Karachi in Pakistan. And the reason for that was we could load more cargo in the Columbia River than we could get into port in Karachi with. So by discharging part of it part way across, the shipping company was able to get the full freight on the ship as far as Indonesia, and then they carried the bulk of the cargo then on to, I think we only had 5,000 tons for Indonesia. The rest of it went on to Karachi.
Wow, that's interesting. So then you've been a captain on a ship going up the river as your ship.
Yes.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Several times.
Huh, wow.
Another element of the bulk carriers is how the cargo is loaded and discharged. So with grain, it's loaded at an elevator, and the name stems from the fact that the grain goes into silos. It's dropped out the bottom of that silo and elevated to a head house, and then it's put in spouts and just by gravity runs down those spouts and into the ship.
Okay.
So it takes no cargo gear on the ship to load the cargo. It's just poured in. When you get to the discharge end, then how do you get it out? Well, there's numerous different ways. In developed countries, it's normally taken out with an evacuator, which is a big vacuum cleaner that just sucks it out of the cargo hold. Typically, we load in the Columbia River at somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 tons per hour. Discharging can take, with an evacuator, they discharge at similar rates, so it goes pretty fast. But when you get to third world countries, then very often it's discharged with the ship's gear. So most of the ships you see going by have cranes. Those cranes are used to discharge the cargo. They use clamshells and discharge it out. And then where do you discharge it to? Often to a big bin on the dock. And then from that bin, it goes into a truck. Or other times, I've discharged using nets. and they'll have a big cargo net and put a burlap over it, sew the burlap onto it, and just shovel grain onto that, and then pick up this big bundle of grain and put it down on the dock.
Wow.
Another way of discharging in third world countries is to bag the cargo in the cargo hold. So the cargo is in bulk in the hold. They lower sacks, big gunny sacks, down into the cargo hold, and you've got laborers that are filling those gunny sacks, and then slings are normally used so that it have maybe 40 gunny sacks piled on top of each other with slings around it, and then pick that up and put that out onto the dock.
Boy, that sounds really time-consuming.
It is, but those are countries. I have done that in Sudan. I've done it in India, where there's lots of people. So I've had 500 longshoremen on my ship.
Wow.
So it goes relatively fast because you've got so many people. Relatively has to be put in perspective. To discharge for a week, 2 weeks is not uncommon. I've spent 7 weeks in port discharging cargo. In third world countries, it can take time. And that's partly a function of how fast you can get it off the ship and partly a function of how fast you can get it off the dock and clear the dock for the next batch of cargo to be landed. So most smaller size bulk carriers are designed to work in that trade where they're having to discharge the cargo with the ship's gear. So they have the cranes. Traditionally, you had, if you go way back in the 50s, you had conventional cargo gear, which were two sets of booms and wires that ran between the two, and the longshoreman would run two winches and Burton the cargo up out of the cargo hold and then drop it down on the dock, lower it down on the dock. Sort of morphed into the crane, which is more efficient and cheaper to run. So it's more efficient both in the cargo it can move and in the cost of operation.
So when you say a smaller size ship, what is that range in terms of length?
When I say small, I'm referring to what we call as a handy size bulk carrier, which is a ship that carries anywhere from 20 to about 40,000 tons. That would be between 450 and 600 feet long.
So similar in length to a lot of the ones we see anchored out.
Right.
Okay.
You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You just heard from Captain Robert Johnson, retired Columbia River Bar pilot, talking about bulk carriers. This is from an interview that I did a number of years ago with him. The Ship Report will return in its regular format on Monday, October 21st. Have a great day.